As you know, Deidre, when we have issues concerning mental psychological things, especially when it comes to young people, our go-to person is Dr. Marlene Huff, and we've got her on the line with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Thank you very much for being with us for a few minutes. Tell us, you know, this act of terrorism in England last night was the first one that was directed toward tweens and teens, because this performer who was performing, that's her audience. And, of course, there are lots of mothers and dads there, too, I'm sure. But it was clearly, you know, directly at this age group. So what do you say?
Right. Well, you know, the tweens and teens that were at the concert are really working on being able to trust that they're safe, especially with their parents. And the significance of this terrorist attack means that we can't always protect our kids. And that's what teens and tweens are going to take away from this attack, is that no matter what we tell our children, they're going to know that the parents can't always protect them. What will be the most important thing is over the next month, if there are enough mental health professionals to get in there and reassure the people that were at the concert and publicize it enough so that, you know, children across the world don't get the message from terrorists that you're not safe no matter where you are and who you're with and what you're doing, because no one can protect you from people like me. Mm-hmm. And I think, unfortunately, that's exactly the goal of terrorists, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not so important the number of people that you kill or maim. What's important is the number of people that you can convince that they need to live in fear, because there's always that possibility.
And, you know, my other question, Doctor, is that we've got so many stories on our news, our local news. We had four shootings yesterday in Lexington. There's another guy that I just saw in the news in Berea for firing two shots into the ground was arrested this morning. It's just constant. And, you know, I don't think these are necessarily good people that you're going to run into all the time that have guns that they've purchased legally. These are probably bad people doing bad things, making bad choices. But how do we explain to our kids when we are flipping through channels and story after story after story is about someone getting shot?
Right. I mean, and you can see that's on the increase, right? It would be an occasional news report that somebody was shot. But now we don't value life as much as we used to. And we're not connected to the people that are around us to the point that we wouldn't do bad things to them. So, I think, unfortunately, we have to prepare our children to take care of themselves, to be very observant to what is around them, what's going on, and whether they're safe in the environment that they find themselves. But unfortunately, even that cannot 100% promise our children that they're going to be okay. And it's very difficult to say to a child, you know, there are some bad things that are going to happen. But we have to sort of insulate them from the idea that if they do their very best at making good choices about where they are and who they're with and what activity that they're engaged in, that will increase the possibilities that they are safe and they're free from harm as much as we can possibly make that happen.
Dr. Marlene Huff, as always, a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Jack. Have a good day.
Here's the